listening to Opportunity Detroit. Simmons & Clark Jewelers is celebrating its 100th anniversary in the city of Detroit. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to talk to third-generation owner Michael Simmons and his wife, Stacy. Welcome to Opportunity Detroit, and thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it, Ann.
And, Michael, I want you to start out and kind of give us the history of this incredible store.
Thank you. So, I mean, literally 1920, my grandfather moves from Ohio up to Detroit because Henry Ford was paying that crazy, unheard-of $5-a-day wage. Detroit's booming. He ends up getting a job working for another jeweler around the corner on Griswold in downtown Detroit and meets his future partner, Harry Clark. They became fast friends and speed up 5 years. They were able to earn and borrow enough, $5,000 each. So $10,000 was invested in the store and opened up around the corner on Broadway, and we're still on Broadway today. So 1925, again, Detroit is booming. One of their catches was they could offer credit to people so you could kind of make it affordable luxury. In this case, you know, not everybody was making potentially $5 a day or somewhere, but they couldn't necessarily afford an engagement ring, or they couldn't afford a watch and so on. So they were able to put a dollar down, paid a dollar a week until it was paid in full. And the other fun part was they were, in 1925, they had donated $100 to the Widows and Orphans Fund for the City of Detroit Police Department. Unfortunately, an officer had been killed in the line of duty, and they were so appreciative that my grandfather was invited into the police academy, and everybody in the police academy had to have two things, a pen and a watch, so they knew they could write up their report and knew what time and day it was. And our first couple thousand accounts were actually mostly Detroit police officers, and things just ballooned from there. And to today, we're now celebrating our 100th anniversary, our centennial, and for me, a dream come true that being third generation, I'm keep continuing the legacy of my grandfather and my dad, had the unique opportunity to work with them. It's just super bonus, an amazing feeling because I love what I do, and I don't think I could be any luckier than where I am right now.
And I'm sure you would give lots of credit to your beautiful wife, Stacy, as being there for you to support this incredible family business.
She continues to tell me that, but I do have to agree with her. I am outrageously lucky. She understands retail. She had worked in retail in a very short stint in her life, so she more than understands the demands, but she knows how much I love it. And she gets involved with it as well. She helps do all our displays. For a recent centennial event, it was really all her. And it's a spectacular, but there, as they say, there's always an amazing woman behind the successful story, or, you know, there's somebody always behind them. Well, Stacy's behind me, leads me, and just been very, very fortunate.
And Stacy, you have an interesting background that helps with what you're doing with regard to the store now. Talk about that.
Well, my first jobs when I was really young were in retail, but I actually came from working in advertising. When I was in my advertising days, that was before you could do everything yourself on the computer, but we'd have to go into the art room to put together our presentation materials. So I would go in there and create all my presentation materials because nobody could give me the time because everybody else was working.
Sure.
And realized that I enjoyed doing that than actually selling the ads. So I started running my own display business. So Simmons & Clark was my first account, but we had already been dating, and he gave me that opportunity. And at one point they had 5 stores, and I think it was 30 display windows, and I also helped other retailers, independent retailers, in doing their display work. So I come from that, and over the past later part of my career, I was working in community outreach for museums. So I was working with schools and then nonprofits, both at the DIA and at the Henry Ford, where I was in a museum setting. So the idea of being able to preserve the family history and give tribute to the generations before has been pretty remarkable and a thrill. And it's just being able to help carry on that legacy. And it's telling not just the story of this retail store, but it's also showing advertising and the evolution of advertising as we've come up with catalogs that go back to the 1930s, 40s, and 50s that are now part of our chandeliers. And we have the catalogs on our counters because it's an interesting story. And it gives you a glimpse of what was going on in the world at that time, or at least our local world.
And, you know, Michael, Stacy's talking about her work in museums. Simmons & Clark Jewelers is in a store that basically, to me, looks like a mini museum. It's absolutely beautiful.
Right. I mean, my family saved everything. Stacy will easily attest to that. we literally have the original accounts. As I said, we had opened one of the original credit jewelers in the country. We have the original account cards from 1925, as well as all the advertising. We really try to keep everything. That's the huge benefit of owning the building. And putting everything in there and kind of keeping everything. So we have cleaned it out, not 100%. There's still a lot here, but it is fascinating. The more we uncover, I'm not sure, as Stacy was talking about, uncovering the old advertisements that we used to have that we made into our chandeliers. We have these great, amazing ad books that we used to run a lot in the Detroit Times, predecessor Detroit News, and the Free Press, where our advertising agency had to cut out each ad to prove the ad run. So we found this amazing set of 8 books that had all these newspaper ads that we ran, photos of my grandfather and his partner Harry Clark, advertisement of radios, TV stereos, wedding rings that you could buy, you know, a really nice wedding ring for $24.95 back in the 1930s. It was just very fun to uncover these things, and just made it even more special for me, even though I grew up in it, hearing about it, sitting at the dinner table and having my dad talk about it, or we'd be at a family dinner with my grandfather. It was just fascinating. And then to uncover all these things, which we actually didn't even know we had, was just a dream. It was an amazing dream that came true here.
Oh, it's a great story. You know, as Detroit's longest-standing family-owned jewelry store, you know, the other part of the story is your family, you included, Michael, you, Stacy, you have seen so much change in the city of Detroit. Talk about the resilience that it had to have taken to stay there on Broadway, right across from the Opera House, through all kinds of interesting times.
It's, again, very, very lucky, very smart grandfather, very smart dad who hustled, worked very hard, which is how I grew up learning. And I give the exact same 100% that they gave. And our customers are outrageously loyal to them because we're very loyal to them. And even reverting back to the credit. So if somebody kind of has a bump or bruise, they get laid off, the auto industry, you know, shuts down for a couple weeks, they don't get a paycheck for a couple weeks, we're working with them to do whatever we can because we want to keep them as a customer. It's hard enough to earn their trust, but once we have it, we have it. And that's why at the event we just recently had, we had customers who've been trading with us for 30, 40, 50 years. The newer customers are actually generational customers where their kids or their parents or their grandparents shop with us. And even Reverend Anthony, Wendell Anthony, had remember coming in as a kid with his family. And Simmons & Clark is the place to go. So it was just a very warm feeling, and it makes me feel great that we can continue keep capturing more milestones.
And, you know, this retail store, Stacy, is filled with absolutely beautiful jewelry. Talk about some of the pieces that people can find when they visit the store.
Well, as far as the merchandise, we carry everything and anything you could want in all different price points. We want to make it accessible to anybody, as well as if you want to make something custom, it can be done. Everything from earrings, necklaces, bracelets, rings, watches. If you want to wear it, we can find it, or we have it, or we can find it for you.
And, you know, Michael, Stacy says you have people that have worked there for more than 30 years. To me, that means that you believe in taking really good care of not just your customers, but also your employees.
Right. I mean, it's truly a team effort that I'm only one person, so there's only so much I can do.
Sure.
But we have this great staff between Peggy and Gina, each been with us for 30-plus years, and they're just amazing. They know what their responsibilities are. They have the same philosophy that I have, or my parents had, or our grandparents had, which was treat someone like you would want to be treated. And not only do we talk the talk, but we actually do the walk. We treat everybody like family, actually in some cases better than family. it's a great feeling, and they're really talented. And they make every possible effort they can for anybody who walks in the door. Whether you're a brand new customer or somebody who's been trading with us for 50 years, we want to take care of you to make you feel like you're walking into your house.
Michael and Stacy Simmons, well, happy anniversary. Congratulations on 100 years. I hope you have 200, 300, 400 more. This is just a really great story for the city of Detroit and for your beautiful family.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, the holidays are just around the corner. The city is getting ready for one of its biggest events. We'll have the details in just a few minutes.